time for the 12 scams of Christmas. Here's Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to hear him. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having us today. Yeah, we came up with our 12 scams of Christmas, and we're seeing a big problem with that. And the first one leads off is misleading social media ads. So we're seeing a lot of problems with the social media ads in that you're not checking the company out ahead of time. You're just seeing this ad, and you're clicking on it, and end up getting on this free trial, which ends up costing you, getting your credit card number. So we're asking you to be careful of that particular matter. Number two is social media gift exchange, where you remember the Secrets Sister Exchange or the Wine Exchange, where you get a gift and or you actually ask send a gift, and hopefully you'll get other gifts in returns. So it seems to be popping up again this year, asking to send people, and 10 people will send you gifts. Unfortunately, that's against the U.S. Postal regulations as well. So be careful of those gifts, asking you to send gifts to others, and you'll get gifts in returns. And holiday apps, we're looking at holiday apps, Bob, and you got to be careful, especially with children who want to, chat with Santa or do the video chats. You got to look at those policies on privacies and make sure there's no fees on these particular ones, but do some research before going on it because some contain malware. Quickly, number four is alert about compromised accounts. We receiving reports on Scam Tracker about somebody saying that they compromised your account in some way, whether it be Amazon or PayPal. Click here. Don't do it. Call them directly. Number five, free gift cards. Again, the offer seems to be true. It usually is. So be careful of the free gift cards scams. Temporary holiday cards, number six. Holiday jobs, rather. I'm sorry. Be careful of anybody claiming that they have these temporary holiday jobs. Click here and fill out this application because it may be somebody's trying to steal your identity. And number seven, look alike websites. Be careful because a lot of websites do look alike, and sometimes they change one or two characters. So be very careful when you click on a link. Make sure it's the company you're dealing with. Oh, number eight, fake charities, Bob. You got to be careful. Always in the last 2 months of the year, that charities do receive their largest donations. So there's a lot of lookalike websites and fraudulent charities out there, so make sure you do the research. Number nine, fake shipping notifications. A lot of times you'll get notifications that your package has not arrived. You need to click here, or we need to resend your package. And then they ask you for a lot of information, and those are fraudulent. So if you think it's from your shipping company, call them directly or email them directly itself. And then pop-up holiday virtual events. We're seeing an increase in that, Bob. And any time that there's something on social media posts or on websites saying there's some virtual events, charging admission to an event, asking for your credit card, you have to be careful of those particular matters. Number 11, top holiday wish list items. Always be careful. Lower ridiculously priced luxury items, jewelry, purses. Most of those times, those are cheap counterfeits or knockoffs. So if the author seems it could be true, Bob, it usually is. And number 12 is puffy scams. We just issued a warning at the Better Business Bureau. Many families, especially those with children, may be considering a furry friend for your household this year. However, we're seeing a lot of scams at the Better Business Bureau all across the country, including here. And the tip-off to rip-off, Bob, is actually asking you to pay unconventional payment methods, other than a credit card, and not seeing the pet, and then asking for your shipping insurance, medical bills you need to be paid, or a carrier, special carrier that's just shipped a dog. That's a clear client. It's tip-off to rip-off, Bob.
You got to make that into a song, Steve, and then sing it and posted on the Better Business Bureau site. Back to fake shipping notifications. I got a text that said from USPS, you have a package that needs to be delivered, but it has been suspended due to an incorrect delivery address. And then it has a link here. This is what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly, about what you received. I looked at it as well. Exactly, it's a phishing attack where they're trying to make you think that you have a package and it's due to you, and something happened, like you said, suspended delivery. And once you click on it, then you think you're dealing with USPS, and it's not. It's actually a scammer who's trying to take your information. They may ask your credit card information. They may ask for personal information as well. It's getting to a point, Bob, as we talk about each week, is that, don't click on those links that you're getting in those texts or in your emails. Do the research on the company and go to the company itself directly. So if you think it's coming from FedEx or UPS or whatever it may be, go to them directly, ask them. Don't click on those links. It's getting to a point, Bob, it's getting really bad out there.
Thanks for the warnings, Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day.